again. So today I thought we would talk about Thanksgiving and gratitude. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving day, however you spend it, at the beach, with family, whatever. Thanksgiving is a complicated holiday for many people. It's got lots of stereotypes and myths associated with it. So we shouldn't ignore that, but the key, I think, to Thanksgiving is recognizing the need for gratitude and the beauty of gratitude. So we can use this time to reflect on our relationship to the world, to ourselves, to our friends and family, to everything in our lives, and our experience of gratitude, and what it means for us in Zen practice, how we cultivate it. The word gratitude is derived from the Latin gratus, meaning great grace, graciousness, gratefulness. So it's not just an emotional state. It's a challenge, and it's a path. We can fill our lives with paying attention to what's missing or what's off. So this can be anything from grumbling. My voice. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'll speak up. Thank you, Steve. So when we can notice things that are missing, like, at our Thanksgiving dinner, we were talking about the difference between Ocean Spray cranberry that comes in a can.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that you slice up.
Right.
On a little log.
Yeah, same conversation.
Did you? Or my cousins had much kind of fancier stuff. But say you wanted the fancy stuff and you got to the store and the only thing they had was a can. It would be like a little, like, oh, I want the fancy stuff. Or, you know, maybe you're alone on Thanksgiving and you have this desire for some Norman Rockwell family. So it can be anything from a mild annoyance to real suffering. And it can reinforce our feelings of separateness, loss, lack. So we can stay focused on the lack, what doesn't fit, what blocks the experience we wanted or hoped for. And in that way, if we narrow our perspective down to that, that's all we see, right? So it's not negating any of that, but it's expanding our perspective. Because how many times have we heard, I don't know about you, but I certainly have, pay attention to the richness, you know, pay attention to what is, be in the moment, all that. But being in the moment means including all of it. Because if we focus only on loss, we diminish our lives. And that view is a very inaccurate view. It's not just painful, it's inaccurate. Because we're never separate from all of reality. And we're never separate from the fact that this very existence is a gift. From a Buddhist perspective, gratitude is not understood to be me being grateful for things. It's a recognition that these categories of me and things are not in line with the teachings. That separation is not accurate. The source of gratitude from the Buddhist traditions is a particular way of regarding our lives and all existence, seeing the infinite expanse of the universe, this interconnectedness, this web of relatedness, this living process of infinite dynamic activity supporting all dimensions of life. In a sense, we can't know this process in the usual way because we're a part of it, right? How do we know what we're a part of? It's not something separate or outside of us. But we can realize it. We can taste it. When we do, gratitude naturally arises. We know we're included. We see things not for what they can give us, but for the things themselves. The Japanese term, Japanese have a term, on, O-N, that includes both a sense of gratitude and a desire to repay others for what we have been given. So this on is present in any circumstance, even if it's a dire circumstance. It's not saying, oh, you should be grateful. It's just a recognition of what is and a desire to awaken, to respond, to engage. So when we cultivate the spirit of on in our lives, our world changes. Our world changes. Our everyday experience changes, our relationships change. By focusing exclusively on what is lacking, we populate our world with lack. When this is samsara, right? If we shift our focus and attend to what we're given in each moment, we live in a different world. It doesn't negate pain or annoyance, but it's alive with the fullness of everything. So, you know, contemporary research shows that people who cultivate gratitude are happier. Right? I'm sure you've heard that. You know, keep a gratitude journal, all those things, it really changes us. And that's a very good thing. Zen Buddhist perspective, this perspective on that I'm talking about, brings us into relationship with all reality in that transcends the sense of what is this thing doing for me? The world is not there to serve me. Everything in this world has a life and a beauty of its own. And all are sustained by the actions of all beings. With this attitude, we can be curious and alive. We have a sense of the other as other, worthy of my respect. We are apart. Dogen, in the founder of our school, in the Fascicle Gyoji Continuous Practice, says, even when you are uncertain, do not use this one day wastefully. It is a rare treasure to value. Do not compare it to an enormous jewel. Do not compare it with the dragon's bright pearl. Even when you are uncertain, do not use this time wastefully. So this is like, even if you don't know how, even if you're kind of wandering around, still, this is a gift. Don't use this time wastefully. Pay attention. So in this way, we live our life with all beings. We don't denigrate our lives. And we orient ourselves with wisdom, to gratitude. It's really very simple, but it's a very profound practice. I'm going to read you another part of this on continuous practice. So bear with me, okay? In the great way, this is Dogen Zenji again from this fascicle. In the great way of the Buddhas and ancestors, there is always unsurpassable continuous practice, which is the way like a circle without interruption. Continuous practice is the circle of the way, which is this net, this interconnectedness that we live in. Therefore, this continuous practice is not activities that we are forced to do by ourselves or by others. It is the continuous practice that has never been defiled by our cockeyed notions. That's not what Dogen said. The virtue of this continuous practice sustains ourselves and others. The virtue of this continuous practice sustains ourselves and others. The essential point is that in the entire earth and throughout heaven, in the 10 directions, all beings receive the merit of our continuous practice. Although neither others nor ourselves know it, that is the way. Even when we don't know it, there is this continuous giving, continuous giving, continuous giving, us and all beings. Because of continuous practice, there are the sun, moon, and stars. Because of continuous practice, there is the great earth and empty space. Because of continuous practice, there is the self and its environment and body and mind. Because of continuous practice, there are the four great elements and the five aggregates, which is the self. So this is a way of talking about this dynamic, multifaceted activity that is our life, and that when we pay attention, gratitude naturally arises. We can't help it. Unless we, like, really narrow our vision down. So, I recommend reflecting on this as a means of facing our life as human beings, connecting us with all beings, recognizing the ways we are sustained in each moment. In this way, we cultivate a radical gratitude with an intelligent base. Radical, like really, no matter what. Knowing on in this way, this relatedness, this continuous practice, we can express it in our actions, which are our actions internally, the way we think and feel, and the way we treat others. This means we give to others, and others give to us this continuous practice. And we cultivate gratitude for all aspects of our lives, not just those that seem to support us and sustain us, but the things that challenge us. We grow in our practice. We become wiser. We become more patient, more in tune, more compassionate, more alive, more appreciative, more patient. All these things happen. We just pay attention, right? In this way, we become more grateful for everything. And in a sense, there's nothing outside of our thanksgiving. So, this is a good time of year to pay attention to gratitude. This is a general way to appreciate continuous practice. But we can also make it really concrete. Sometimes having a concrete thing to do is helpful.
Yeah.
So, here are three aspects. Okay. Number one, pay attention. I've told this story before, but when I was at AHA, I lost my shoes. And the monk that was guiding us around was like, Doyo-san, which is my other name, my other Dharma name. Doyo-san, pay attention. This has become a joke whenever I'm like a little lost. Doyo-san, pay attention. I was mortified. I had lost my shoes. I found them eventually, but it's a big place. So So, number one, pay attention. Be mindful, heartful. Pay attention to how you are mindful. So, it's easy to say pay attention, but we can pay attention with a frantic mind or a closed heart, or, you know, it's like, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. It all becomes very grim. So pay attention to how you pay attention. That's number one. Is it a kind mind? Is it a gentle mind? Is it a steady mind? These are all the things that Dogen Zenji tells us about. Pay attention to how you pay attention. Then pay attention. Okay? Cooking, walking down the street, greeting a friend, being at a conference, rock climbing, whatever. Pay attention. So that's number one. Pay attention to how you pay attention. Number two, regard each thing, each aspect of your life, as expressing its own nature. Okay? So, if we pay attention and we pay attention to how we pay attention, we'll notice how often we think of things only in terms of what they do for us. You know, or primarily what they have to do with us. But what about instead flipping that around in a way and saying, oh, who are you? What are you giving the world? Who are you? How are you a part of this continuous practice? So each aspect is offering itself to the world, is a part of this continuous practice. And we can be curious as we pay attention, and we pay attention to how we pay attention, that we pay attention in a way that honors that which is coming forth as a dimension of reality with its own gift. Number three, cultivate a spaciousness in your mind and heart that allows gratitude to have some room to breathe and grow, to come forward. So sometimes when we pay attention, or even if we're paying attention to how we pay attention, we can shrink down, right? Even if we're curious, like, who are you? It can get kind of like, I don't know, grippy. Is that a word? Do you know what I mean? And concentration is very important, so there's a time and a place for that. But what I'm saying is also, in the midst of this, grant yourself a big field in which the natural outgrowth of gratitude can bloom, can come forward. Because if we get too narrow, there's no spaciousness for gratitude. So those three things, I would say, pay attention, and pay attention to how you pay attention. Regard each thing, each aspect of your life, as expressing its own nature, as having something to offer, having a life of its own, a trajectory of its own, a beauty of its own. Even if it doesn't seem beautiful, it has its own something. This is the spirit of Om. And number three, cultivate spaciousness in your mind and heart so that natural gratitude can come forth.